It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 825.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? How are we this morning, JJ?
Very good. It is Tuesday here in Melbourne. A beautiful day.
Did something different this morning. Needed to give Amy a little time to herself to sleep because she didn't get to sleep until 1 a.m.
What was she doing? On the wines?
No, just couldn't sleep. Okay. And she was up researching chickens.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
What about, I'll get to that a bit later. Okay. Oh, I'm excited about
that. I was about to reveal.
Have you ever had someone that's revealed an announcement for you? So, in that Disney documentary where there's the Frozen bit, there's a scene where the film crew is filming something and they reveal a surprise for someone and they fucked it, basically. Have you ever had that? Thanks, Bruiser.
Not to a huge extent, mm-hmm. but I'm sure... Oh, I dropped my brother... I told my brother what we were doing for his bucks and I fucked it. It was just one part of it, but it was just annoying because... you're going to be set on fire at a strip club. That did happen. But another story. Go-karting. I told him that we were going go-karting. Okay. Anyway.
Very basic, though, this morning, to be honest. I reckon I could have guessed what? That. Go-karting.
Yeah, but it was just annoying because I didn't mean to do it.
Mini golf as well. Did you play mini golf?
No, I didn't play mini golf. Okay. Oh, actually, we did at Kittens. Anyway, this morning I went for a drive. I went into the office to just... I had the story down pat just because it's 10Ks away from my house. Mm-hmm. You're not meant to be driving. Mm-hmm. I did want to make sure that the office was okay. Mm-hmm. That was not my first reason for going to the office. First reason was to get my skateboard. Because Bodie wants to ride it. He's been talking about it. But I did get some mail and make sure it just sort of didn't, you know, look too abandoned.
Well, it did, didn't it? Like I had seen on the security camera and it looked like one of those situations where someone's lost their lease because they've stopped paying bills and there's envelope. What were the envelopes, by the way? What mail have we got?
Oh, just NBN and just Google and
the Google stuff keep. Crap. I think Sevs wants that.
Anyway. Okay, yeah, I put it, AdSense, I put it in. We're in stage 4 lockdown here, curfew's in place, 8 p.m. till 5 a.m. And I was just thinking, I was talking to my brother yesterday about how I'd love to sort of go out sneakily at like 10, 11 p.m., which I'm not going to, I understand. As a kid, I would have probably thought that was the best idea and snuck out and fucking, you know, missioned around to see how little traffic there is on the roads, how there's no one out because of the curfew.
Could you get an essential job?
I mean, I could write myself a letter. I do own a company with you, so could you write me a letter? No. Get this right. My brother's friends were chatting with some cops and they were saying about patrolling after curfew, so between 8 and 5 a.m. He said it's like shooting fish in a barrel. Like, why are you out driving? He said they're pulling people over and half of them have got bullshit stories and they're off to try and get drugs but they're all just bullshitting. Oh, I had to go pick up ciggies
Do you think it is like, is it like shooting? It's almost the...
Shooting fish in a barrel, easy. Isn't that the saying? Shooting fish in a barrel is super simple?
I would say shooting fish in a barrel is quite difficult.
Are you serious? Ridiculously easy, as in setting up a computer nowadays is like shooting fish in a barrel. It's because you can't shooting fish in an ocean, bit hard, a lot of water. Mm-hmm. Shooting fish in a barrel, if you had a barrel full of fish, it's limited space.
So
if you
just start scooping scooping a fish using a net out of a barrel is easier than shooting the fish. Would you agree?
Yeah, look.
If you had a big net, you could get all of them. What if the net couldn't go through the mouth of the fucking barrel? No, I don't get it. You're in trouble. It is very easy because I've even noticed that the police are just pulling over everyone. If you are out and about, they will just pull you over.
Well, in curfew time.
Like on Smith Street, you just see, hey, what are you doing?
It would be like, I think as a cop, it'd be kind of fun. You'd be like, everyone out right now probably shouldn't be. And if they should have a fucking good reason. So let's just, and you could, you know, go fast on the roads. Anyway, I wanted to sort of, in these times, remember sort of taking a snapshot rather than just being at home. Mm-hmm. I wanted to sort of go for a quick drive. And so this morning it's, you know, 7 a.m. and I took a path home that would usually take 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And it got down to about 15, sort of like post the last lockdown. And now I got home in about 10 minutes on this ride that usually takes 20. There is absolutely so, there's such little cars on the road. It is freaky.
It's exciting though. I mean, the thing is that it will go back to normal eventually.
Yeah, something. Yeah. Yeah. But as I said to you, it was like, think about before COVID, every day was worse and worse traffic. Like it was progressing in the ridiculousness of traffic for the last fucking 100 years. It's it got to a point where it was the worst it had ever been, and it's just gone backwards for the moment. So anyway, that was my morning.
I had a question for you.
Hit me.
The Adventure Club, how are you going?
Oh, mate, I just went on one today. So, how's your club? I broke the law.
A lot of books. No, I was thinking about if we weren't in ISO, what would we be doing? And I did think about the clubs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if anything, someone said to me recently, mate, you're probably the lucky one out of them all. Your club's like the one that actually had to close down. You know, I'm the business that really had to close. I'm a nightclub business.
I mean, no, 97 no should partying. Have 97 should be giving us heaps of, like, surely this is the time for life hacks to be.
Oh yeah,
don't you think,
mate? Life hacks a day,
I feel like he should be doing something
powerful.
Let me try and give him a call and see. Okay. He probably won't. I reckon he's probably doing his workout or something, but let's give him a call. I just want to ask him about how the life
hack.
He won't fucking answer. I can guarantee he won't answer.
What's he doing in bed?
I bet he'd be lifting weights. Today's
he's
Yo.
Oh, g'day.
What's happening?
Oh, you're on the Daily Talk Show with Tommy and Josh for your mornings.
Oh, great. How exciting.
Have you got a top on right now?
Yes, I do have a top on. It's a Tough Mudder t-shirt.
Okay, sure. Are you I just assumed you'd be exercising. Are you exercising?
I am. I've just put plates on a bench press ready to go.
Oh, great. Hey, nice. just
how many reps are you going to push out? How many reps?
5 sets of 5.
How is it heavy?
How heavy?
It's starting at 60 and then it will probably go up to 80.
You talking pounds or kilos?
Mate.
KJs.
Oh, good.
On the lower end, just sort of rep it out a bit more on that lower weight range. Yeah, and then when you get to your top weight range, go 5x5.
Yeah, 5x5. I can do 3 12s and then 5x5s.
Okay, yeah, great idea.
So your 5 rep range is usually your 80 to 90% capacity.
Mm. Yeah, look, and so I'm just trying to start motivating myself to get back into
it. Do you know what? Yeah, motivating yourself. Yeah. You need to feel it though.
Yeah.
So it's, I agree with TJ. If you're going to be doing, you say 50s? 50 kilo? No, 60.
No, 60 to start and then we'll go to 80.
Okay. No, that's all right.
How about 10? Thanks.
That's not what we're calling that. Yeah, we're just talking about clubs.
Okay.
Life hack club. Have you got an update for us?
Life hack club. Well,
what is that? That's the club you had, mate.
Look, an update. I reckon. I mean, have you provided any update with the book club?
Yeah, it's not about us.
We're a bit hard.
Yeah, we're calling.
Yeah,
we're calling you.
Look, I reckon. Maybe I'll bring it back starting once a month.
Once a month.
Once a month.
I mean. I'll give you an out, think about that dinky, Fair Dinky thing or whatever it is, fairdinkadoo.com.
Oh,
yeah. Fair Dinks. I mean, that was a good life hack, but you need, as the president, you need to be pointing out that it's a life hack. It's a good benchmark. Yeah. And so, looking at...
I feel like I stumble upon them, though. Like, they're very, like, when I think about them, they become not as good as they are when you just stumble upon something.
Okay.
Yeah, but that, but then it's about the filter of, is this a life hack or not? I stumble across most things, stories in my life that I share on this show. I don't make them up. It's when you're trying to search the internet for a hack that you're probably not going to find.
Yeah.
Other than a basic website called lifehacks.com. That's where you find them. But even podcasting ones, the way you link a podcast, that's a great hack. You could do it for anything. You could do it.
That's pretty niche, isn't it?
It is quite niche.
But I mean, life hacks are niche.
Mm-hmm.
Life is vast and, you know, people will fit in where they... Mm-hmm.
What about the electric toothbrush? Any life hacks around the maintenance of an electric toothbrush?
Well, I feel like, look, TJ, you were talking yesterday about the crap that forms around the base of your charger. I've got that.
Yes. Okay.
It's not really a life hack though, is it?
So it's not a life hack, but I will say I messaged you yesterday, Josh, after your 3 times a day toothbrushing.
Mm-hmm.
I got told off by the dentist because I brush my teeth too aggressively. And so there's this thing, apparently, called toothbrush abrasion. And so it's where, you know, because, you know, when you've got a manual toothbrush, you got to move it back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
When you've got an electric toothbrush, apparently you don't actually need to do that. Just hold it on the tooth.
3D.
Yeah.
Might have to confirm with your mum, but hold it on the tooth and slowly go around your mouth. And so that'll reduce some of the abrasion of the toothbrush.
Okay. That's sort of a life hack.
Really?
One thing, what I will say though, with the electric toothbrush, both Bree and I said it this morning, it's a lot harder to get a clean tongue with the electric toothbrush. Like I'm feeling a bit.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I don't like cleaning my tongue with an electric toothbrush.
Yeah,
there's no back. Like you know how the other.
I actually don't use the back though. But yeah, really? I know what you're saying. But yeah, I'm thinking about keeping the manual toothbrush purely just as a tongue play. Yeah. Okay.
I think that's a great idea.
Okay. All right. Well,
are you getting into flossing yet?
No, I do. I floss when I feel like I need to in the evenings. Yeah.
You could look into a water flosser. I think that's something that you can get around.
Okay.
Water pick.
That's maybe for my 30th.
Saves more confidence in your hacks, mate. Just coming strong.
Okay.
Could you do an Instagram post today of a life hack for us?
That'd be good.
Sure, I can do that.
It can't be
real basic. Maybe use Canva.
Rinky-dinky. Okay, great.
Okay, cool. All right, thank you. Enjoy your weights. Remember, so do three sets of 12
is 60, then five sets of 5.
No, I reckon you could do five fives. Yeah.
Might as well. Okay.
Right. You want to do it to completion. Is that what it's called?
That makes no sense.
Drops on my head.
You want to finish the set.
You got half of
that sentence right.
No, you won't. I always go to completion. All right. All right. Catch you, mate. All right. Thank you. Enjoy your workout. Bye. I'm glad he answered.
No, that's good. I'm glad that he's exercising this early. It's good for him. Yeah. And so, anyway, something I was mentioning earlier that you nearly spoiled. We're going to be buying chickens. Real chickens. This is good.
And so,
this is real good.
So that's what Amy was doing at 1 a.m.?
Well, it wasn't the reason why she stayed up. It just happened to be the thing she was searching while she couldn't sleep. And so she was a wealth of chicken knowledge this morning when she woke up.
Really? What did
she was telling me about one that lays different coloured eggs, but they're good eggs, they're just normal inside of them.
Mm-hmm.
She was showing me, some silky bantams, which I used to have as a kid. And then she was telling me about what bantam means. I used to say, I've got bantams. And what I actually had was silky bantams. Bantams, I think, is small. Bantam's meaning. This is what I think she said that a bantam is small, and so you've got silky ones, which are these beautiful sort of white fluffy with this little blue beak. I mean, they hated me as a kid. I'd throw them up into the air as high as I could because they don't fly, but they fly down.
Yeah.
They use their wings when they're coming down, and I thought it was the best thing ever.
Like how we fly.
More gracefully.
Did she answer the big question, the number one chicken question in the world?
What is the number one chicken question?
What do you reckon?
I don't know. What is it?
We would always ask it in school. It was always, it was something that was, we'd always ask.
You're in a different group than I was, oh, mate. Really? So,
why did the chicken cross the road? All right, Dad. So anyway,
Dad.
So what I'm very curious about is how many eggs they're going to be able to produce, and then on top of that, is it like having a mate with a lemon tree? Like, are you going to be? Are they essentially free at that point, or if you give me a carton of eggs, do I need to throw you some form of currency, whether it be cash or olives?
Oh, it's like your mate who owns a cafe and gives you a free coffee. He's essentially paid for that coffee for you. Mm-hmm. And so, with chickens, you pay for them. You pay for the food that you give them. I mean, I was pumped. I'm like, mate, we're going to have eggs coming out of our ears. And I called Dad, and Dad said to me, oh, look, you know.
It's like Tatswato, be fucking quiet about it. You don't want to be telling people about your chickens because everyone will be fucking knocking on your door, you know. Is that what he said?
No.
I'll fucking stop you right there.
He said it'll probably cost you as much as it'll cost you probably more than what it would be to just get eggs.
Oh, really?
But it's not about that. Yeah, but it's definitely not about that because you can feed them scraps. You can, you know, they're around the backyard. Oh, so they're fresh. You know where they're coming from.
This is what we do. I've become the mandarin guy. Got a big, as much mandarins as I can actually get right now, which is four. Not a huge amount, but still something. I remember.
What do you mean?
At Woolies, like they cut you off at four.
Get stuffed. Are you serious?
Yeah.
So, wow, I didn't know that, dude. I thought it was just like the you know, well, the pastas like, and the beans.
When we're online, like, Bree's like, I'm like, get heaps of mandarins because I'll eat like four a day. And she's like, I literally can only put four in the cart.
I reckon it's only online because I bought probably 15 apples.
Oh, really?
And so, unless they've got a hierarchy between the apples and the mandarins, but I don't reckon.
But what I was going to say is, so when I, in primary school, so primary school is from people playing at home who aren't in Australia, that's from like the age of 5 to like 11 years old, you know, prep to grade 6.
Unless you're in Sydney and then they don't have prep.
Oh, really?
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
What do they have?
Ah, there's something else, but it's not prep. I mentioned prep to Amy. She's like, what the hell is prep?
Oh, interesting.
Prep is like 5-year-olds. So it's just fresh out of
it's like juvenile detention. Preschool, would you call it? I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, maybe preschool.
So anyway, when I was in primary school, we had a farm on the school yard. So we had sheep,
great.
Lamb, calves, chickens, guinea pigs. We had fucking everything because Mr. Nottage, my teacher, his dad was a farmer. And so they sorted it all out and it was fucking great. But chickens, I do feel like I remember a lot of orange peel and things of that nature in sort of the chicken feed. Potentially the deal that we could do if I'm becoming the mandarin guy and the fruit guy in general, I can actually start picking fruits that I eat that are high waste and then I'll put them in a bucket. And then we can work out a way of getting them to you.
Well, we're going to also have, we're going to have like a compost as well. So
what is the compost? House. So the compost will, so do the worms and the chickens eat the same thing?
Well, you're not going to give them rotten food. So if it's been at your place because you're not eating that quickly.
What do you mean?
I know you eat quickly, but as in volume quickly. And so you can, I just looked it up, you can, raw fruits and vegetables that can be fed include vegetable peels, bananas, apples, berries, carrot, bok choy, silver beet, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, this is it, because is orange on there? Maybe I've made a complete lie about this.
Well, vegetable peels, bananas, apples, berries, carrot, bok choy. Mate, I'm sure that was probably getting fed to your chickens back in the day, but I don't know, they can still be picky. And so we're going to have an outdoor sort of, what do you call it?
Worm farm.
Compost area.
Different to a worm farm?
In the backyard. I think it is a similar thing, but some you don't have, like we had a comp. So we had an area. Growing up, we had a full chicken coop. And then next to it was two sort of big sort of squares that were elevated up that, you know, held a whole bunch of content. So one side you had like things like grass clippings. Mm-hmm. And Dad told me over the weekend that you need to put into the compost of the grass clipping compost, you need to put in things like newspaper. You need to break it up. It needs the right mix for it to break down.
Would it take e-books or the Age app? Just, like subscriptions?
Just chuck a few Kindles in there.
Kindles, yeah. I mean...
But no, it's very old school. But I think it's the love of it. I can't wait to... I feel like the last, you know, couple of weeks has been really memorable moments with Bodie.
Nostalgic.
That he will look, I think he'll remember. Like, I think he's at an age now where he's holding on to a bunch of content. And he does even from 6 months ago, a year ago. So imagine now with his sort of memory as a little bit older, he should remember the time that we were locked down. He should remember the time we had chickens, you know, that when we first got chickens or moved house and all these things. So it's part for that. Like, I remember how fondly I look back on my childhood and having a backyard with cubby house, chickens, my dad building, you know,
a swing?
Skate ramps
Will
for
you
me.
Make a swing?
Oh, we had a swing? Flying fox, dude. Oh, that's we had a great. Flying fox from the house across the lawn to the tree.
Banana
my
tree.
My dad used to, no, there was a
you were
beneath
say banana
it was
tree.
I was because beneath it was this sort of like this almost look. Think about a palm tree up the top. I can't remember the name of it, but they're like on the ground. They're sort of big open leaves, and you'd throw banana peels in there. And Dad used to say, "You'll eat it. It eats the bananas." And he's right, but it didn't eat them the way I thought it did. They decompose into the tree, and the plant eats them. Like eats all the nutrients. So awesome. And so I'm pumped about that. I don't know what chickens we've landed on. If you do have any ideas of the best chickens that produce the most eggs, please let us know. Hi at the
dailytalkshow.com. Is that what you're trying to do?
Well, we want volume. I'd like to be able to give you a dozen.
Do we need to buy some peptides?
What was that?
Do we need to buy some peptides?
Maybe you come around, you got a bum bag on, you got some chicken feed in your bum bag, you'd be like, mate, this is the fucking bee's knees. This is going to get these chooks fucking chooching.
Yeah, I could have like an injection, just fucking giving them all a little something.
But see the one thing, like we lost a bantam, to a dog in the neighbourhood. Jumped the back fence, jumped the side fence, went in, killed a chicken. Ran, jumped out, and my brother chased it down the street with half of a scissor. You know how you used to, like some scissors you can
make
in half back in the old days, and he's chasing down the street. Couldn't get it. Sad though.
Would you? You were talking about security cameras. Do you think you would get security camera for the chooks?
Oh, that's a good point. Good point. If I capture a murder, I want it.
Yeah,
I want it on video.
Yeah, I think it'd be good.
Yeah, yeah. I want to do a full security system at my new joint. Sort of something that we've managed to reduce the rent significantly, so there's investments that can be made elsewhere, you know?
Yeah, great.
We're going to... That's a trap. You've moved to somewhere $150 cheaper and you then just spend that $150 on it.
No, I get it. When do you move to the new place?
In about... 5 weeks, four weeks, yeah.
Have you asked about the chickens yet?
Absolutely not. Did we ask about building a full podcast studio?
Like the podcast studio, but that's different. The podcast studio, it's like we've got a commercial lease.
So think about it like this. Think about it like this. would you ask if you had a rabbit in the backyard? In the backyard?
Yes.
You've lost your mind then. There's no asking an agent, can I have a rabbit in the backyard?
So I believe potentially like Victorian, I remember
not allowed
PJ,
roosters.
PJ.
Not allowed roosters.
Okay. So PJ
and
was
indoors
talking
is a different
about,
story. Okay. Indoors, different story.
But I think like, that they have to, I mean, I just, here's my feeling. You know how when they came over, the commercial lease people came over to the office like 3 weeks, or like a month ago to do a appraisal or whatever.
Yeah.
Valuation. Like our assholes were tight because we're like, they're taking photos of all of the shit that we've done to the office. Don't you just, wouldn't it be nice to not have to tighten your asshole when they, if they say, hey, can we come and inspect? Like, what are you going to do? I think it's just better off. So you've got it, you signed.
Yeah.
Sign the deal and then just say, hey.
It's the beg for forgiveness. Deliver a dozen eggs to the agents if they're kicking up a stink. You know, take them, offer to take their compost.
So it's going to fuck some of the grass, isn't it?
No, because you, this is what you do. You build a coop that is
floating.
Movable. And so it's not floating. It just can be lifted.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's got an underneath bit that
that's
has.
That's what I meant. I didn't actually think that it was going to be float, like off the ground. Like when I said
no,
floating.
You could elevate it. We had one that was like fully into the ground that had posts mm-hmm. that went up. And so it had a multi-level.
Could it be built on stilts?
You just have one that you can. Yeah, it's literally. So you can just move it. Move it about. And so you move it between. That's what Dad said. You move it around so it doesn't ruin the grass.
Okay.
But it's a low maintenance backyard.
Well, I feel like your dad is very on. And the other thing is your dad has experience dealing with rentals as sort of the handyman. And so has he given it the tick of approval? Did he ask any questions about the rental? Okay, great.
No, he's pumped. He's pumped. I mean, when you. I'd never lived in a house or had a lease to a house myself. And now I've got one and there's very little that's going on. Like, they're just fucking, they don't care. If you're not ruining the joint internally and it's something that can be changed. The difference is having dogs inside. You like, that's a, there's just rules around what you can do. And so, outdoor, chickens aren't coming inside.
Any sort of, any plants or anything that you'll grow as well? So you can be fully... sort of sustainable, self-contained.
I mean, I'm the guy thinking more about the half pipe my brother and I want to build in the backyard.
Great. Can and you so build a, it would be great to do like a mini golf, like at least just one.
That'd be great.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Dude, we got enough room in the backyard of this new joint. It's huge. So mini golf, I'll take everything. Currently, we've got a half pipe, a potential dirt jumps, and now we've got mini golf.
Dirt, where are you going to get the dirt from?
Don't know. I'll find it. I work out how to do heaps of shit, building shit. So, got to get a bike first. But I'm building out a new, I'm building out a fitness area.
Oh, that's good.
It's going to be, I'm getting back into boxing, martial arts.
It's going to be that full suburban like experience, though, isn't it? That's great. I love it.
Oh yeah.
You're going to put up some like Christmas lights all year round, like fairy lights, just around.
That's a good idea.
I think that's pretty common.
Fuck, that's a great idea.
Make it feel like a party all year round.
Yeah.
You're going to bring your fire along,
mate. Big fire area.
See, you know, Bayside we're cancelling the. Fires, did you see this? Wood fire stuff, pizza, like you couldn't fucking use a pizza oven outside?
Wood fire, pizza ovens, sort of open flamed fires, banned, which is where I grew up. And that's fucking ridiculous. I was having fires in my backyard as a kid. Loved it. Yeah. And so, I don't know their reasoning. I mean, it's not around that area.
I think it's a, not a pollution thing, but just like... I guess people get annoyed about the smell. But I think near the CBD, I heard this, I don't know if this is true, hi at thedailytalkshow.com if you can clarify, but I believe in the Melbourne like central business district, when you say it like that, it sounds very posh, doesn't it?
It does, CBD.
You won't see many smoking places because they can't do smoking. But then interestingly, I think there's Frank's, I think it's called Frank's Barbecue or whatever, which is right on the CBD. So, I don't know if that's true.
It could be on the fringe. I mean, I've heard that. And so, Collingwood, there's a bunch in Collingwood. But that's
Le Bon Ton,
on the fringe of the CBD. So,
I mean, that's one great thing. I'm very – like, I've been looking back and thinking about – how fortunate I am that I got to do a bunch of the traveling stuff. And one of them was South by Southwest. Like, you think about, you know, I think it's like 150,000 people or whatever going to Austin, Texas. And but one of the things that I remember distinctly is it's like their CBD is really low. Like, they don't have huge heaps of huge towers. And so you're just sort of like walking. And so you really get a sense of corners. And on a lot of corners, there's fucking like barbecue. And you just see smokers on the corner. It's fucking great.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it would be good. I mean, I wonder what it's... wonder what it's going to be like. I've been listening to the audiobook Deep South, which is by Paul Theroux, who it's Louis Theroux's dad. He's a travel writer.
Yeah.
It's very interesting, just talking about, you know.
The Deep South.
Yeah.
Just the,
talking
what about. What angle is it? Is it?
So he's just like traveling along and talking about like the bit that I was just reading. It's like, yeah, I walked into this, into the diner. I said, forgive me for rambling, but is that that penny candy is bringing back fond memories? He says, penny candy, we call it driving candy. And, you know, he was right. Driving, you know, being in Alabama is like driving candy. Everywhere you go, there's little candy.
I appreciate the American accent for a British guy.
Well, no, it's this is the funny thing. So he, Louis Theroux's dad is American and English.
Is he?
Yeah. But he.
So what's he sound like? Is he? Is it a mix of?
Yeah,
British
it's nothing British like what American? I did. But yeah, it's just like sort of a internationally sort of like accent. But the deep set. The interesting thing is, I was listening to I think it's called The Great Bazaar. Like, I've just been listening to fucking travel stuff when I've been going to sleep just to bring back some old travel memories. But, yeah, so The Great Railway Bazaar, which is also by Paul Theroux, has a real strong British accent. And then Deep South, I'll play the Deep South in here. Hang on, I'll play it through here.
After almost 40 years, it seemed he still cleaned the rooms and, this morning at least, had no menials or housekeepers to help him.
Okay, that's Deep South. No, it's not actually him, but it's funny that... And so, and then this is another book by him. Different voiceover, clearly.
The plot. And next to that, three turkeys moving with that clockwork bustle characteristic of
maybe
fowl.
Maybe he's saying, is he American?
Look! Molesworth had seen them. I nodded. Turkeys in Turkey, he exclaimed. I wonder if...
There you go. That's enough. Turkeys in bad. Turkey.
I've actually got a book recommendation. I mean, this is like you telling me what skateboard to buy right now. Because you're the book guy, clearly.
And the skateboard guy.
This book I came across, and it's... Now I come to think about it, it was more because of the photos. So, what is could it, be mate? A picture book recommendation.
Okay, yeah, great.
A picture book recommendation that's sold for adults, hardcover $72.45 on Amazon. It's called A Period of Juvenile Prosperity. And so, it's a 64 color plates at 17. Mike Brody hopped his first train close to his home in Pensacola, Florida, thinking he would visit a friend in Mobile, Alabama. Instead of the train went the opposite direction to Jacksonville. Days later, Brody rode the same train home, arriving back where he started. Nonetheless, it sparked something, and Brody began to wander across the U.S. by any means that were free, walking, hitchhiking, train hopping. Shortly after,
this is great.
Brody found a Polaroid camera stuffed behind a car seat. With no training in photography and Coke bottle glasses, the instant camera was an opening for Brody to document his experiences as a way of staying in touch with his transient community. Brody shared his pictures on various websites, gaining moniker the Polaroid Kid. That was his name. When the Polaroid film he used was discontinued, Brody switched to 35mm and a sturdy 1980s camera. Brody spent years crisscrossing the US, amassing a collection now appreciated as one of the most expressive archives of American travel photography. When asked about his approach to travel photography, Brody has said, "Sometimes I take a train the wrong way, or whatever happens, a photo will come out of it. So it doesn't really matter where I end up." But the photos, JJ, are...
They're sick. I'm just looking at them.
Think about someone jumping on... Well, you know when you're driving and you see a big freight train and you're like, fuck, check out that. My mind goes to, like, imagine just like somehow jumping onto that. Mm-hmm. Like I lived in Shepparton and behind me was the train line and the big freight would come through really slowly and I was like, I could fucking jump on that and I wonder where I'd end up. And so in America, back in the day, there was sort of like these stowaways, these young homeless kids, but he just captured the most amazing photos of that time of these people. They look sort of, they look rough around the edges, these characters, but they, you know, a lot of them look sweet and they had a community. And it was just, they're just these black and white, beautiful images.
It's sick.
And it'd be worth, I reckon, worth getting.
Yeah, it's there's a bunch of colour.
Oh, there's a colour, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's got colour too. Yeah, it's, wow. And but they're just like, they look like, they look, some of the guys look like Rufio from Pirate, what's it called? Fucking, what is it?
I haven't seen movies, you know that.
No, you know, you've seen this one, Peter Pan. Peter Pan, you know the film Peter Pan. Oh, yeah, anyway, they just look like these sort of rebels.
It's just like real, like sooty and just, but there's just so much character to them all.
A bit dirty, but they just love traveling.
How'd you hear about this?
I had it written down and I can't remember where it came from, but I did see just some images pop up somewhere and I just went down this. Like, if you, it's a full
Have you got
niche.
The book? Have you seen, or you just seen the photos online?
No, no, I just looked at the photos online, sick. But there'd be something about having that as a coffee table book. Mm. So, like, train hopping is a real thing. It's like there's a community of them. You can see, if you just type in train hopping, there's people that go across all different countries via free rides.
Sick.
And so you'd see places, you know, train lines go places where humans don't go, you know, like through mountains that are.
Your internet should be better because you're
along the side.
You're searching images.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay.
Anyway, it's.
No, that's sick. That's a great book recommendation. I love that. Great. All right. That's it. The Daily Talk Show. If you enjoy the show, leave us a podcast review on Apple Podcasts. It's been a while. Anything else? Any other bits of admin, TJ?
No, but one thing is for sure, we're back tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then probably for another 7 years, seven and a half years after that. So deal with it.
Yeah. And if you don't like it, you don't have to watch. That's also the thing. All right. Enjoy the rest of your day, guys, and we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.
Love you.